With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. The Trump administration says it won't enforce discrimination protections for transgender students expanded during former President Joe Biden's term. MTPR's Austin Amestoy reports the move has support from Montana's leader of K-12 education.
The Title IX rule rollback means students at public K-12 schools and universities will no longer be protected from discrimination based on gender identity or sexual orientation. Republican State Superintendent Susie Hedlund praised the rule in a statement late last week. She's backing a similar GOP proposal in the Montana legislature to bar transgender women from participating in women's school sports. Hedlund outlined her position at a recent hearing on the bill.
We must protect the integrity of women's sports by ensuring that female athletes compete on a level playing field.
A spokesperson for the state university system says the bill could put universities out of compliance with NCAA rules, which may open them to legal risk. Sean Rager spoke against the bill for reproductive health clinic Bridger Care. He said lawmakers should focus on expanding opportunities for female athletes, like ensuring equal access to training facilities and equal pay for coaches.
If we say that we're protecting women's sports, why aren't we actually doing the things that female athletes from the state of Montana are asking us to do?
The House Judiciary Committee on Monday voted along party lines to send the bill to the full House of Representatives. A federal judge in Kentucky earlier this year struck down the Biden administration's expanded protections for Title IX. That cleared the way for President Trump's Education Department to reinstate rules from its previous term. In Missoula, I'm Austin Amestoy.